Heroes. Don't take it.
Previously on Beast Hunters.
What you mean you drank my beer, Billy?
Well, you set it right down next to mine. How was I supposed to know the difference?
You know, I stick a piece of chew on the side of my can to make sure it's mine.
What, so do I.
You liar.
Oh, you
son of a gun. Hold on, fellas. Hold on. Did you hear that noise just now?
What noise?
I didn't hear nothing.
You sure you didn't hear that?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
It weren't nothing, Jethro.
Fellas, if you don't act like you heard nothing, then we won't have a monster to go after.
Lordy, what was that noise?
Oh, we all gonna die.
Yes, the Beast Hunters are back to track down more of the cryptic wild beasts that roam the forest. They've beaten the odds before and are ready to do it again. The odds, that is, of not getting canceled despite declining ratings, shrinking fan base, and general lack of enthusiasm. In fact, the only relevance they maintain is people watching them ironically to laugh at their ineptness and obvious scripting of scenes supposed to be true. Yes, Jethro, Cletus, and Billy, they are Beast Hunters.
All right, boys, quit gnawing on that possum carcass and gather around. We got ourselves another monster sighting.
What is it, Jethro? A Bigfoot?
Or a Mothman?
No, boys, nothing like that. This one's a little different.
What you mean, Jethro?
This time, we got ourselves a ghost sighting.
What? You think I'm going after a spirit?
No, sir, no, sir.
Now, Billy, calm down.
Oh, what's geez. The matter, Billy? You got yourself more worked up than a house cat trapped in a washing machine.
Well, I never told you boys this, but when I was young, I encountered me a ghost.
What you saying, Billy?
Billy, you messing with us?
No, boys, I swear it. I once saw me a spirit when I was just a young'un. One night, I went to sleep. And when I done did, this ghost come into the room, tucked me in, ruffled my hair, said goodnight, and left.
Well, Billy, that could have just been your mama tucking you in.
Oh, you calling me some sort of liar, Jethro?
No, Billy, I'm just saying
I'm on Billy's side. I say it was a ghost.
Now, hold on, fellas.
No, holding on. That's 2-1 in favor of me seeing a gosh darn ghost. That means I done saw me a ghost.
Billy, you can't even count to two.
You can't insult my friend Billy like that, Jethro.
Yeah.
He can count to two.
Yeah.
I mean, he could even count to three if he wanted to.
Yeah.
Ain't that right, Billy?
Oh, I sure can. 1, 3, 2.
Hey,
that's it.
Hey. Woo. Look, Billy, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to doubt your ghost story.
Hmm.
But we got ourselves a ghost to go after right now. Come on. Let's all pile into the golf cart and head on over.
Yeah. Woo. Let's go do it.
Fenders off.
We gonna go get this ghost.
Put it in
a magical mystery machine, Billy.
Do it. Hold me.
Oh, wait, Jethro. I forgot to tell you. We can't use the golf cart no more.
What you mean we can't use the golf cart no more?
No, see, some cop came out here and picked it up, said something about being stolen.
What? Stolen? Oh, we had it ever since we borrowed it from our neighbor to go hunt the Kentucky stink monkey.
Well, you made sure to pay our neighbor for it when you borrowed it, didn't you, Billy?
Oh, sure did. I put a can of PBR down with a thank you note on his porch. There's no way he could have missed it.
Well, maybe our neighbor stole it from someone else.
Now, that's more than possible, Cletus. But we don't have time for this right now. We gotta get over there right quickly. If we don't have the golf cart, we'll just have to walk.
Walk? I don't know, Jethro. Where is this place?
It's the big mansion right next door to us.
What? We'll never make it.
That's a darn near suicide mission, Jethro.
Now, fellas, I wouldn't ask you to do anything I wouldn't do. I know it'll be difficult, but I have faith that we're strong enough to pull through.
And so the Beast Hunters gather supplies for the long 300-foot journey.
All right, boys, let's make sure we get everything.
Well, I got the beer.
Well, I get the guns.
I'll get the chew.
I'll get the protesting signs.
I'll get the beer.
Well, I'll get the other beer.
I'll get the backup guns.
That's good.
I'll get the ammunition.
I'll get the sidearms. You know, I already got them forearms, boy. Look at this thing.
Oh, man, no. You be like, Popeye, where you get your spinach?
And I'll get more beer. We ready? Okay, let's go.
8 hours later, the Beast Hunters arrive at their investigation site, exhausted from the grueling journey.
Ooh-wee! I haven't been this tired since that time my beard got cut in the bus door.
Lordy. Oh, everything hurts. My armpit hair, my chin, my elbow.
Now, boys, I know it was hard, but getting here was only the first step. Now we got ourselves a ghost to find. Come on, let's knock on the door.
Golly, this sure is a fancy place. We better act real classy, Jethro.
You bet, Cletus.
Hey, open up over here!
No answer, Jethro.
Maybe they didn't hear us. It's an awfully quiet door. Hey, Billy, fire off your shotgun. They're sure to hear that.
No, hey, good idea, Jethro.
There's no way they didn't hear that.
Well, you think something could have done happen to them?
Maybe the ghost got to them.
Now, that's very well possible. And if they are in trouble, it's our duty to save them.
Well, how about I politely heave this here rock through the window? Are we all going that way?
Billy, you can't go about doing that.
Why not, Cletus?
Because there's no way your big rear end will fit.
Well, those are some pretty big old words come from someone who got mistaken by the circus for a runaway elephant.
That's so. Well, these cows don't mistake me for their kinfolk.
Oh, after you went to the all-you-can-eat pancake breakfast, IHOP had to go out of business.
Well, at least I'm not a little...
Fellas, look, the door's opening.
Who are you, and what do you want?
Well, we're the monster hunters that you call to investigate your ghost. Monster Alliance at your service. We'd shake your hand, but we just cleaned out the septic tank on the trailer earlier.
Well, it took you nearly all day to get here. You must live pretty far away.
We sure do. We live in that trailer park just yonder.
There's no trailer park around here.
Sure there is. Just look over there at the end of that dirt road.
That's my garage.
So, how about this ghost of yours?
Oh, yes. You see, every night it comes around, and it goes all throughout my house screeching. I've been scared out of my mind. I haven't been able to sleep for months. I don't know what to do. Please help me.
Cletus, your shotgun is poking me in the side.
Sorry, Jeffro.
Well, ma'am, you don't need to worry. We're gonna get this ghost of yours trapped faster than you can say overthrow the government.
Yes, well, I've made arrangements to stay elsewhere tonight. You three will have the house all to yourselves so that you can work uninterrupted.
All right. Boys, let's set up base camp. We'll use the kitchen as our headquarters.
All right.
Let's do this thing.
Simplify. Oh, hey, you got any beer in your fridge?
Of course not. There's no beer in the house. The only alcohol on the entire property is the wine cellar.
Wine? That's like beer, right?
Like beer? I'll have you know that... Oh, my goodness. That must be the ghost. Oh, I must get out of here now. Goodbye. And so, the team is left alone to eradicate the specter haunting the sprawling mansion. They group together in order to formulate a plan of action.
I'm not sure about this, fellas. How are you ever going to find this thing?
It could be anywhere in the house.
Fellas, calm down. We're experienced. We know what we're doing. We should be able to find a wine cellar as fast as anybody.
Ooh, Jethro, I think I'm getting a little bit thirsty.
Well, it's not my fault if you don't bring enough PBR, Billy. Let's focus on finding the wine cellar.
What about the ghost, Jethro? We still haven't found that neither.
First things first, Cletus. We can't just...
Hey! The lights went out!
It's the ghost! He's haunting us!
Fear strikes the group as they realize that they are at the mercy of the otherworldly being toying with them.
Lordy, we're all gonna die!
Oh, man, we're done for!
I can't die! I have a family!
I got a large extended family spread out across the United States!
I got a large extended family spread out across my trailer!
I got a large extended beer collection at home!
I got beer brands I ain't even tried yet!
I got illegally acquired guns that depend on me!
You mean I get to die? I'm in!
Hold on, fellas! Fellas! Boys! I think I may have accidentally bumped into the light switch.
Billy, what kind of imbecile are you? The stupid kind?
Jethro, I just...
Hold on, Billy. Why'd you bump into the light?
What? It was just an accident.
Was it an accident, Billy? Were you possessed by the ghost and are turning the lights out to mess with us and hiding the wine cellar from us?
Well, I ain't doing no flicky-flicky.
Now, hold on, Cletus. You're throwing out a mighty big accusation calling Billy a ghost and all. You've got no evidence to back up your claim, however, rendering your hypothesis completely unsubstantiated and therefore meaningless. And I agree with you 100%! Get out of my friend, you ghost!
What? I ain't no ghost!
Hit him harder, Jeffro!
Are you still possessed?
No!
That's something someone who was possessed would say! Hand me something heavy, Cletus!
What?
Sure, Jeffro, here's a fosse!
Oh, Jethro! No, don't!
Good one, Jeffro! He's not cold!
Yes, sir, that did the trick. Now let's drag Bailey out to the...
Wait, look!
What is it?
In his overall pocket here. It's a can of PBR. He said he was out. Why, he's been holding out on us, that no good dirty traitor!
Now hold on, Cletus. Billy's been possessed. He's not responsible for his actions. Don't take it out on him. Now hand me the can of PBR.
Okay, wait a minute. Why should I give it to you?
Well, I'm the leader of the group, aren't I?
Okay, so that's it. I get real tired of you trying to take over around here, Jeffro.
Take over? Why, you...
I just about had it with you, Jeffro.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, you gonna do something about it?
Why don't you make me do something about it?
I just mind fact.
Oh.
Jeffro, look. Billy's coming, too.
Billy, are you okay?
What's going on?
Why, you was possessed by an evil spirit, Billy. We had to hit you on the noggin to extradite you.
Possessed? I don't remember being possessed.
No, of course you don't, Billy. Now take it easy.
Say, where'd my can of PBR go? I had one right in my overall pocket. It's gone.
Oh, so you do remember having it. You've been holding out on us this whole time.
Cletus, I...
Hand me another vase, Jeffro.
No.
That ought to show him.
Good job, Cletus. He's out colder than a plucked chicken in December.
Hey, what's going on here?
What? Hey, you're back early.
What's happened to my priceless vases? They're smashed to pieces. Why, they were one of a kind. Irreplaceable.
Well, golly, miss. I think the ghost got to them.
Yep, smashed them good, that ghost did.
There is no ghost. That's why I came back here. I just realized what the moaning noise was. A while back, one of my windows was broken, and I still haven't fixed it. It was just the wind blowing through it. Never did I find out how that thing got broken.
Why, your window? Well, that was us. You see, I told Jeffro here he couldn't shoot the broadside of a barn, and he wanted to prove me wrong. But we didn't have any barns around, so we just shot your house instead.
So you're telling me we got the ghost?
What? Wait a minute. You...
We done got ourselves the ghost, boys!
Yeehaw!
Simplified!
Larry Pride, let's go!
Hey, what's going on?
Billy, you're awake! We caught the ghost, Billy!
What? Who's Billy?
Simplify! Woo! Overthrow the government!
We did it!
And so, the Beast Hunters have once more proven themselves superior to the creatures of the night. They have proclaimed yet again that they are always ready, always willing to battle whatever monster they find themselves up against.
Be sure to tune in next week for the season finale of Beast Hunters, which will end with a cliffhanger, in order to trick the channel to renew the show for another season by making them believe the show to be popular because of the few fans left of the show clamoring for resolution. Next time on Beast Hunters.
Where can you meet the friendliest people in Idaho?
Boise?
That's right, Pocatello. And if you want large, juicy potatoes, fresh from the ground, where can you get them?
Juicy?
Yes, Pocatello.
Where's that?
Right in the middle of the great state of Idaho.
Actually, it's in the southeastern part more than anything else.
Lies Pocatello, that great city that stands as a shining beacon to those lost in the depths of despair and loneliness, and lifts those poor wretches.
Could you just get on with it? I have a colonoscopy, and my doctor is real anal about the time, if you get my meaning.
Fine. Pocatello.
Pocatello, where the wind blows high, the potatoes grow large, and the poor get rich, and the kids get by,
and everything is apple pie,
here in Pocatello, P-O-C-A-T-E-L-L-O,
Pocatello.
Quit that singing, it ain't that great.
What? Sir, you have just insulted an entire branch of the Church of the Latter-day Saints. What gives you such a low opinion of this great city?
Why, that's just it. It is a great city.
Huh?
Everyone's just so happy all the time. What are they all so happy about?
Is it bad to be happy?
No, but Pocatellians are too happy. No one can be happy all the time, but Pocatellians are. I just don't get it. What makes them so contented?
Sir, the city of Pocatello stands as a shining beacon to those poor wretches, lost in the depths of despair, full of self-doubt and insecurity. It is in this very American city that the very American dream lives on in the classic American fashion. It is here that you will find the true patriots, the ones that hold to heart the morals and ideals that made this country great.
Oh, beautiful for spacious skies and amber waves of grain. For purple mountains, majesties.
Hold it! I asked a simple question, and I get a pageant. Just answer me. What makes Pocatello so great?
Why, there is no one thing that makes Pocatello great. Rather, it is a myriad of things.
Could I get an example of one of these myriads, please?
Why, I could list off great things about Pocatello all day.
Well, are you going to start sometime, or are you just going to sit there?
Very well. Do you realize just how many people you will see in Pocatello that smile at you? Yes, these good old country folk are genuinely happy to see people visit their fair town. They are welcoming all visitors to Pocatello.
Actually, I read somewhere that it is illegal to not smile in Pocatello. Anyone who frowns just gets arrested.
Arrested?
Yep, just a city ordinance.
Well, this isn't an enforced law. It was passed jokingly many years back, as you'll never see someone frown in Pocatello, regardless of city law.
So they don't enforce their laws well enough?
I'm offended, sir, that you would dare deliver such an insult to the Pocatello PD. These brave men and women bravely perform their duties in Pocatello, keeping the citizens safe. Not only are they watchful protectors of Pocatellians, they are friends to the inhabitants of the city. Yes, the people of Pocatello are not afraid to talk to their friendly neighborhood police officers. They know that their local law enforcement has their best interests at heart.
So I suppose there's never been a dishonest police officer in Pocatello?
Why, no, there hasn't. And why would there be? Justice is the main concern in the PPD, not money or some agenda somebody's pushing, but keeping people safe and punishing evildoers.
My country, 'tis of thee, sweet land of liberty, of thee I sing.
Okay, the police force is honest. That still doesn't make it a utopia.
It helps.
Well, sure, but you mean to tell me that the reason Pocatello is so great that their law enforcement is good?
That's merely one of the reasons.
Well, what's another?
Agriculture.
I beg your pardon, mister?
Do you realize that the American farmer is the backbone of our country? Without them, where would we be today? Starving and cold, no doubt. But these blue-collar heroes are out in their fields, planting and growing crops, so that no one in this country will have to go to bed hungry. And in Pocatello, you can find the most dedicated of these patriots. Not rain, nor sleet, nor hail could prevent the Pocatellian farmer from harvesting their crops. Their ears of corn, their bundles of wheat, their bushels of apples, their baskets full of potatoes. All are harvested in Pocatello, and late in the fall, when the harvesting is done, the farmer may finally have a few weeks of relaxation. During this brief respite, they may enjoy autumn festivals and parties.
Shine on, harvest moon, up in the sky. I ain't had no lovin' since January, February, June, or July. Snow time ain't no time to stay outdoors and spoon. So shine on, harvest moon, for me and my gal.
There. Now, do you see what makes Pocatello so great? What makes it that ideal American town?
I reckon I do.
You've realized that Pocatello is not just a southeastern Idaho town, but the true destination for all those in search of the American dream? A place where one can live, love, relax, and prosper in?
Yes, I can see the light now.
And why have you come to this conclusion so suddenly?
Because we're short in time.
Oh. And how do you feel?
Like singing!
Hit it!
Home on the range, where the deer and the antelope play.
Where seldom is heard
a discouraging word.
And the skies are not cloudy all day. Pocatello, where the winds blow high, the potatoes grow large, and the poor get rich, and the kids get by, and everything is apple pie.
Here in
Pocatello,
P is for the potatoes, so large and tasty. O is for our beloved city in which we live. C is for beautiful country. And A is for the air so fresh and sweet. T is for the terrific people. E is for equality for all. L is for the loving, caring attitude. The other L is for the laughter that fills the town. O is for the open arms that welcome you. Put them all together, they spell Pocatello. A word that means the world to me.
Pocatello.
Welcome back to the HDTWB Sports Department. We're continuing our in-depth look at local profiles in the coaching world. Our roving microphone first caught up with Coach Bragger 1 year ago as he applied for a vacant position in the university.
No, I swear. This is going to save your team. Are you ready? I mean, are you sitting down? Okay, get this. The motto? Do something. No. We don't want to get too specific. Hinders creativities. Yeah. No. Don't hang up. It's a 5-year strategy, see? We start out with do something, right? Maybe next year we go up to do something good. Yeah. Really get some fired up. I'm thinking year 5, maybe 6, we clarify what that something is. Well, no, I have 5 years to figure that out. Can't expect to have all the details figured out right out of the gate. You're still there, right? Good. Okay, yeah, we've got the foundation laid. Do something, yeah? Then, you know, we start with the basics. It's a rebuilding year, so I'm talking basic. No, basicer. Even basicer. Ball game? No. You gotta have more of a big picture thing here. People like to throw the terms winning season and touchdowns around like they're nothing. We gotta work up to that. Can't expect things like that until maybe year 3. No, I don't think we're breaking up at all. No. Okay, you're clearly making those noises with your mouth. You can't be going through a tunnel, you're in your office. Listen, my plan is a system. No, I can't clarify it. You just have to trust the system. The system works. The system always works. Except when it doesn't. But you can't have unreasonable expectations. So how big is my office gonna be? Can I have one of those fancy standing desks? Well, first day on the old job. I like it here already. Real family atmosphere. I think I'm gonna have the players call me Uncle Billy. Yeah. Foster's bonding. Hey, you!
Yeah?
Son.
Excuse me?
These moments are always so precious. So, what are you and the guys up to today?
Who are you?
New coach. Old Uncle Billy.
Don't stand so close to me.
It's times like these when we really just need to hug out our differences.
Can I get your thoughts on how training camp is going so far?
Team bonding is really going rather well. Still not sure... Oh, wait, hold on. Hey!
Yeah?
Do you play football?
Yeah.
Want to play for me?
I already do.
Great, glad to have you. This recruiting stuff is easy. I don't know what the big deal is. Alright, listen up. Training camp means fundamentals. We're going back to the basics here, gentlemen. Can anyone tell me what this is?
A ball?
Very good. I think that's enough for today. Hit the showers.
Coach, I was just...
Uncle.
Oh, I'm sorry, Uncle, I was wondering about the new slogan.
Ain't it good?
Sure, but what exactly are we supposed to do?
It says right there in the second word. Something.
But what specifically is...
Trust the system.
But I don't know
Trust the system. Yeah, it's Father's Day. Kind of disappointed the boys didn't chip in for a gift, Family atmosphere is kind of suffering, I guess. I tried to get a Monopoly game going yesterday. No one wanted to play. I played myself. Still managed to lose Park Place. Made a stupid deal trading my railroads for Marvin Gardens. Still kicking myself over that one.
Uncle, when are we getting playbooks?
I told you, not till week 8.
But...
System. Trust it.
Coach, how do you think things are going so far?
Well, I'll tell you, I had some pretty lofty hopes going into the first game of the year, but the boys really came through, showed up in their uniforms with their shoes tied and everything. I think maybe in a few weeks, we can start focusing on scoring. I'm so proud of these guys.
Coach.
Before you say anything, answer me this. Did you do something?
Well, technically, yes, I did.
Then what can the problem be?
Well, I just don't think that I...
Trust the system. The system is holy and all-knowing. The system loves you.
Yes, sir.
Oh, man. Boys, I can't even begin to tell you how big this game was. 3 points. 3 whole points. There are those of you who may not think much of these 3 points, but they're ours. Our little points. We made those points. Grew them. Nurtured them. And there they are. They're ours.
You'll think we'll win next week?
What have I told you about unreasonable expectations?
Sorry.
So, big game tomorrow, Coach.
I have quite the conundrum in front of me. Lose with dignity and maybe get fired, or win and have expectations raised for next week at a level I won't be comfortable with.
What did you decide?
I think I'll just sort of shuffle around the sidelines and let destiny take the wheel. Well, I guess we can't expect to win them all. I'm going to tell you something I've kept to myself for these years. None of you knew old Chip. It was long before your time, but you knew what a tradition he was here. And the last thing he said to me, Billy, he said, sometime when the team is up against it and the brakes are beating the boys, tell them to go out there and do something.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well?
Yeah, I suppose.
I knew that one fired him up. Kind of got a tear in my eye myself.
We caught up with the coach after the last game of the season, on the phone with the athletic director.
Look, I never said I was going to win games. I only said I was going to change the culture. It's a long-term plan. Sure, we're winless first year, but what we have now is a base to build on. Take our quarterback, for example. Last year, he didn't know how to throw. Now he knows he doesn't know. Next year, he can maybe learn to make a pass. He transferred? No, I was molding him.
So what do you think the future holds for you, Coach?
Well, I like to stay optimistic. When they say, clear out your desk, what they really mean is make a fresh start. When they say, leave or we'll have security throw you out, what they really mean is we care enough to ensure your safety while traveling.
How long are you planning on living under the bleachers?
Until security finds me. In the meantime, I'm working on my sales pitch. Gonna give the AD my idea for a redemption arc. Beloved coach Uncle Billy comes back to make good. It's gonna make a great biography. I've already got the chapter on the natty almost done.
You already wrote a book on winning the national championship?
Well, I gotta know how it turns out first. Granted, it is 40 years from now, according to the system. But you can't go into these things blind. Gotta know how everything plays out before you just rush in.
Thank you, Coach. I hope you enjoyed our special feature. Now back to the studio.
Maybe I should make it a hashtag. Hashtag do something. Yeah, that's what we're missing.
Now I know all y'all don't know who I is because I just got here today. My hometown is a little town way down Dixie way. Now everybody down there for miles around all calls me by my name. Now that I'm up here in your big city, I sure wish y'all would do the same. Because I'm a ding-dong daddy from Dumas, and you ought to see me do my stuff. Why, I'm a clean-cut fella from Horner's Corner. Oh, you ought to see me strut. I'm a caper-cutting cutie, got a gal called Katie. She's a little heavy lady, and I call her baby. I'm a ding-dong daddy from Dumas, and you ought to see me do my stuff. Yes, a ding-dong daddy from the Dumas, and you ought to see me do my stuff. I'm a ping-pong papa from Pitchfork Prairie, ought to see me strut. I'm a ding-dong daddy, got a whiz-bang mama. She's a Bear Creek baby and a wampus kitty. I'm a ding-dong daddy from Dumas, and you ought to see me do my stuff.
You've been listening to Heroes Don't Take Water Breaks on KCIW. Heroes is written by McLean and Jake Westbrook, produced by Jake Westbrook and Dane Tittman, and performed by McLean Westbrook, Corey Sarabia, Gage Westbrook, McKenna Davis, Jaden Payne, Jake Westbrook, and Dane Tittman.
Just a ding-dong a daddy from the Dumas, who you ought to see me do my stuff. I'm a corn-pone popper and an apple knocker, you ought to see me strut. I'm a mama-loving man and I just left Mary. She's a big blonde baby from Peanut Prairie. I'm a ding-dong daddy from Duma now, and you ought to see me do my stuff.
This is KCIWLP out of Brookings, Oregon, broadcasting on 100.7 FM. I'm actually not allowed to be here. Don't tell anybody.